Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Vicky Malazzo back on the show. Vicky is an outstanding entrepreneur. She turned her nursing career into a multi-million dollar business. And with the Vicky Malazzo Institute, and you got to go check out her website, and also she's the author of a best-selling book called Wicked Success is Inside Every Woman, and we're going to talk about that right now. Vicky Malazzo, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Give us the website so folks can check it out.
WickedSuccess.com.
All right. Can they find out about your institute there?
They could find out about my Legal Nurse Consulting Institute at LegalNurse.com.
There you go. That's the one.
That's my core business.
Right. That's the one. That's the one that pays the bills every day, doesn't it? LegalNurse.com. Check that out, folks. Okay. Vicky, for all the years I've been doing my show, more than 15, I've been diligently covering women's issues in the marketplace. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of that record that we've been doing, that we've conducted here, mostly me and women talking about other women. And because it's fun for me, because then I get to talk about women, see, when I talk with other women about women. And so, but one of the things that's been happening recently, there's been more attention paid, more light shined on what might be a dirty little secret. And that's that women have not been as good a mentors to other women, especially as they move up the executive ranks. It seems that women haven't been good mentors to other women as they probably should have been. And Sheryl Sandberg, the COO of Facebook, wrote a book called Leaning In about that very topic, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
What do you think about that?
Well, I agree that I think the women in my generation, I started my business in 1982, we really didn't have other women to model after, and so now it's our time to not just lean in, as Sheryl talks about, but to also, you know, lean back and help to get into alliances with women and mentor women. This is a great time for women right now.
I'd like to take this segment. I want to get into that in the next segment. In this segment, I'd like for you to tell us your thoughts on why we even have to talk about this now. Why have women not been better mentors this is a generalization, but apparently it's something that's significant enough that people are talking about it. What do you think?
Well, again, I think, you know, back in the 80s, especially when I started my business, women had to work 10 times as hard to be as successful as men. You know, mm-hmm. Even today, even though I've owned my business 31 years, even as a woman business owner, sometimes men can be patronizing mm-hmm. and dismissive. In fact, I often joke that I like to be underestimated. I just experienced this month from two vendors that
really?
Are, you know, real suited up kinds of companies. And I don't mind being underestimated. But I think that, you know, women have had to work so hard on that and concentrate so hard on their own advancement that, you know, to have the energy to do that, plus help other women advance, plus go home and be the CEO, the chief everything officer, and deal with all the other stuff, you know.
But it seems
not everybody's like Sheryl and has her husband do 50% of the housework, right?
It also seems like, let me take part of what you were just saying there and move it in another direction. So you did it on your own. Some woman did it on her own. She broke through the glass ceiling. She did it on her own. And here come these other ladies behind her who are looking up to her with cow eyes, you know, please help me, please help me. And her attitude seems to be, maybe she's thinking, well, I did it. Why should I help you? You got to do it on your own. I had to do it on my own. Why would I help you? That seems to be the thing women are talking about right now.
Well, I think actually, that's starting to change. I think women are recognizing the importance of mentoring women, because this is what men have done very well.
That's right.
Men get to alliances with other men. They
mentor other men. Chivalry. I give it a name. It's called chivalry.
You got it. And that's why, formally, it's not always the most competent person that got advanced. It was the person who had the connections.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more tuned into this. You know, this is, as I said, a great time for women, because we have more women getting advanced degrees and college degrees than men.
That's right.
They are starting to definitely, young women are starting to pick up the pace.
They've got access to capital that you didn't have 30 years ago.
You got it.
And all things like that. We're going to talk some more about this. We're going to talk about leaning back. That's what Cheryl says. Vicky says. Cheryl says lean in. Vicky says lean back. I'm going to get her to explain the difference after these messages. For ladies, 20 till. Guys, you need to listen too, because we got to know what the women are up to. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.